in sedition case and four killed as school minibus collides with train in Belgium.
The Hot FM News with Keturam Tonga.
Good evening. Thank you for joining us for the 18 Hours Bulletin. The Zambia Statistics Agency, ZAMSTATS, has announced the highest ever crop forecast survey for national maize output at 5,119,916 metric tons. Of this, 4,937,605 metric tons is maize grain, while 182,311 metric tons has been allocated for maize seed. Speaking during the 2025-2026 crop forecasting survey announcement, ZAMSTATS statistician General Sheila Mudenda said the output represents a 29.3% increase compared to the previous agricultural season. Ms. Mudenda said maize grain production alone rose by 27.8% from 3,865,019 metric tons in the 2024-2025 farming season to 4,937,605 metric tons this season.
We now look at the forecast survey versus the 2025 crop forecasting survey that we have. The expected maize production is 4,937 metric tons, giving a 27.8% change between this season and the last. We look at other positive moves on the right there, on my top right. Rice, which has risen to over 125%, soybeans over 70%, and also some negative moves in the seed bottom, negative 72%.
Meanwhile, Secretary to the Cabinet Patrick Kangwa has commended farmers for responding to President Hakainde Hichilema's call to boost agricultural production, citing increases in maize, rice, soya beans, and wheat output.
Given these excellent results, we are highly confident in successfully achieving our national target of producing 10 million metric tons of maize, 3 million metric tons of soybeans, 1 million metric tons of wheat annually by 2031. These targets clearly demonstrate government's commitment to transforming Zambia into a regional food basket and a major agricultural export hub. Government of the Republic of Zambia remains fully geared towards achieving these targets through consistent policy reform, expanded irrigation investment, increased mechanization, and enhanced access to finance.
And Ministry of Agriculture Permanent Secretary for Technical Services, John Mlongoti, said Zambia is on track to reach its target of producing 10 million metric tons of maize by 2031, alongside other agricultural goals. The Lusaka Magistrate Court has dismissed an application by Professor Dan Fule in which he sought to subpoena government officials to aid his defense. Magistrate Sylvia Muminya ruled that the application was framed in general terms and failed to identify specific documents, including transfer files and appointment records. Ms. Muminya said the application was too broad and did not meet the requirements under Section 41 of the Subordinate Courts Act and Section 143 of the Criminal Procedure Code. She added that the accused had failed to specify the documents required and the institutions expected to produce them, making it difficult for the court to make an informed decision. In this matter, Professor Fule is charged with seditious practices contrary to the laws of Zambia. Earlier in his defense, Professor Fule maintained that he had done nothing wrong by pointing out what he described as irregularities in the manner President Hage Hichilema appointed cabinet ministers. He testified that President Hichilema is from the Zambezi region and appointed Simbeko Msokotwane from Western Province, Ambrose Lufuma from Northwestern Province, and Jack Mungu from Southern Province. The matter has been adjourned to June 3rd, 2026 for continued defense. Vice President Mutale Nalumango has challenged the private sector and development partners to invest in digital infrastructure, lower connectivity costs, and expand broadband access and accelerate the adoption of efficient digital systems. Speaking at the opening of the two-day Zambia Mobile Congress 2026, Mrs. Nalumango said digital transformation must remain people-centered and ensure technology benefits citizens from across the health, education and business sectors. She has emphasized that Zambia's young population is key to the success of the digital economy, urging investment in skills such as software development, data science and cybersecurity to drive homegrown solutions. And Smart Zambia Institute National Coordinator Percy Chinyama said government digital systems have improved efficiency in public service delivery, reduced duplication in social programs, and enhanced data management across key sectors. Meanwhile, Chinese Ambassador to Zambia Han Jing said artificial intelligence and digital technologies are reshaping global development and called for stronger cooperation to bridge the digital divide and ensure inclusive access to the benefits of digital transformation.
This conference showcases the latest technological achievements in artificial intelligence, cloud computing, big data, smart infrastructure, and other related fields, which are well aligned with Zambia's digital transformation strategy. The Chinese government stands ready to work with the Zambian government to continue implementing the important consensus reached by the two heads of state.
Government has launched the Systematic Observation Financing Facility, a project aimed at strengthening weather observation systems in the country amid increasing climate change impacts. Speaking during the launch, Ministry of Green Economy and Environment Permanent Secretary Dauti Chibamba said the $3.6 million initiative is intended to enhance the capacity of the country's meteorological department. Dr. Chibamba said the project will improve the collection of accurate weather data across the country, which is critical for early warning systems and effective disaster response.
Historically, a meteorological network has relied heavily on manual observations, with significant gaps in spatial coverage and data quality. The observational gap has meant that forecasts have been working without complete information, and decision makers across all sectors have been operating without the data they need. The SOF project addresses this challenge head on. The Systematic Observation Financing Facility is a World Meteorological Organization hosted.
Meanwhile, World Food Programme Country Director Sisi Kabasuga said the initiative is important in addressing the effects of climate change and safeguarding food.